Rambam. The Rambam of Perek Zayin from Tmidim and Mustofim, Halacha Chavdalet, says the following. Mitzvah Zu, which is referring to the Mitzvah Sfirat HaEmah, Al Kol Ish Mi Yisrael. Every male, every person in Kol Yisrael has to count. U'b'chol Mokem, in all places, u'b'chol Zman, at all times. However, Noshim V'avodim Turim Imena. Women slaves a person. The Rambam says clearly that the mitzvah spheres are only on men and women are potter. The Keshef Mishnah and the Mabit and Kiryas Sefer there both say the reason why Noshim are potter is because Mitzvah Sefer says man grama. There's a particular time in the year when we do it. We only do it from that time. So obviously, women are potter from all time bound mitzvahs. However, the Ramban Chedushim and the Chedushim that Lamabalet said the following. In Devar Matzkel HaVayodeya, and when he counts and he enumerates the different mitzvahs, he says Mangrama, not Mangrama, he says clearly that Tzvirat HaOmer is aim as Mangrama. There's no particular time. Doesn't make sense. It's limited to those 49 days in the year that we're supposed to count. How can the Ramban possibly say amongst his list of Mitzvot Esher She'ein Hazman Grama, he puts in Tzvirat HaEmah? There are various attempts by various Chochrim that there perhaps is a printing mistake. It's been verified and checked up in Kitzvi Yodis and original editions of Ramban. It's there, and it's there for a reason. We'll soon see what is the point of the Machloikis between the Rambam, who says obviously it's Man Grama, and the Ramban, who somehow says it's Ainus Man. Let's move on. The Magen Avraham and Tov Pei Tes Sivkot Malef and Archaim says the following. Noshim Pturis Mitzvira Dehavei Mitzvah Esher Shaz Man Grama. The Magen Avraham says, ladies are potter, because it's Man Grama, there's a specific time. And in brackets he says, Rambam, the chain kosav hazoya parshas tzatzava. And look, it up, it's there. The Zoya Kodesh says that men are mechuyev to count, but women are potter. Miu. This is the little bit that the Magen Avraham adds is miu parshavyu alayu choyva. However, he says, in spite of the fact that I said that it's Man Grama, however, the women took it upon themselves, choiva, that they're chayav to do it. Means they undertook it, and he doesn't explain who, what, when, where did you find this that the women undertook it, and therefore it makes a chiyav. So I looked further, and I found in the Nazira Shimshon. Nazira Shimshon is a sefer published not long after Magen Avraham himself. And he says the following. Lo yidati minolei la Magen Avraham haisvara. Where did he get this idea from? So the Seif Simon Tov Reish Nun Ches made the remark that the remark brings from the Maril that Noshim Pturis and Mishpat Esrei. Does a woman have to shake the lulav? So the remark says, you put their potter. And he says, I'll tell you a fact, a statistic. Harbe Yosef is Horus Mizubi Tzvirat HaEmah. A lot more ladies shake the lulav than count the Eimah. So how can he, the Magen Avraham, say that by the Eimah the woman took it upon themselves and therefore they're chayav? Now shame came by the lulav, the Lord says that they're potter. Void, he says, Gabi Krishma, Neymah Hochi. He says, far more women say Krishma then do these mitzvahs. And Bet Yosef raised him an iron like Yechriya Raksha Yolanda. The Mitzvah says it's good to teach women to be the Kabbalah Mal Shemayim. It's a fine idea. It's important. It's the basic tenet of our faith. All right, tell them to do so. He doesn't say the chayas. And the far more women who say Krishna than count the oymah. He says, but this whole concept of Kiblu Aleihem Choyva, he says, we find in the Rif of the Rambam by Myriv. And the Rambam there says, Anogu Kol Yisrael B'chol Moker. The Rambam says that all the Nogu Yisrael B'chol Moker, that the women used to daven Myriv, and even on that he says, Hiksha Rosh, the Rosh in the Perez Balad the Brochen, they never find it, they know where he got it from the Rambam. And even then he says, he says the Sfadi women don't at all read the Ayman. Don't count the Ayman. And Gam Beinenu, because he was an Ashkenazi, says, Ain't Toshes Kolkata. Some Ashkenazi, that's not so simple. In Kain Lashayach Svarazu. So, that's what he says factually. He doesn't really find what they're saying. Then he comes along and he says something else. You know, when do you say the svara of Kiblu Alayim? So he says, Matzosi v'darke Moshe seifim and kufteicha. He found a remark. Shalei amrinen svara zu aleheicha deyesh plukta. Sheyesh mechayven tigoyin tfilis arvus. U'beshabesu didimolech opas. Shata yesh leimed ashabim yolayu choy v'koyin sadeya. That means like this. If there's a machlekes haposkim, there's a lady chayim, there's a lady potter. So they can say that the women took upon themselves, like the shittur that says they're chayim. But what if no one says that they're chayim? No one really says that they need to do it. So if so, they don't say they took it upon themselves, a chayim. Well, who gave them this chayim? If there's a machlekes, and some say the chayim, and some say the potter, so they undertook to follow the more stringent opinion which says they're chayim. But if they're potter, so they're definitely potter. He says, the Khan, leka plukta. Here, there is no machlekes. Everyone agrees, Moshe, not potter. But as we said before, the Shimshon wasn't aware, the Rambam says, Kedushin Rambam, in Kedushin Daf Lamed Daled, says clearly that it's the same as my brother. So if so, we'll already have a shitta which will hold that Moshe Machayas, and then afterwards we can say that Kiblu Alayas, they took upon themselves to say that they're Chayas. We'll come back to it. But first we have to explain the Ramban, and then we can see if the Ramban could be undertaken. Secondly, so the first two questions, the Mogen Avraham, Kiblu Alayu was the Zira Shemshon. Afterwards came the Menchus Chinuch. The Menchus Chinuch and Mitzvah Shin Vov. He also brings this message, Morgan Avraham, and when he brings, he says like this. Let me read you his Loshen because it's sort of important. Dova Zer Tzorech Ian, after he says and brings the Morgan Avraham. The Dova Chodosh. The Loshen in Kiblu Alayu Lassus Mitzvah Sessa Shehem Turim Yitzchayvu. Where does it say anywhere if a woman undertakes to do a mitzvah which they actually thought of, they become chayiv? The Tzeidah Shavim Yolayu Chayiv. Le'vi'isi Kein V'shul Mokim, says the Melchit Tzedah. Because Ein Adoy Melitzvilis Arvus Tzvanoshim, that the men undertook to daven Ma'ariv, Ayin B'rishoinim, that's the Rambam and Rif that we mentioned before, Kan Yesh Deyes, the Osulu Lassus Mitzvah Shazman Roma. And then he touches on another point. He says like this. By Myriv, so the Rambam says, don't call Yisrael down. Myriv, therefore, becomes obligatory. Fine. He says, no one says you can't have Myriv. He says, but what happens here? Here we have a mitzvah seshes hazman grama, and the shit is that women are not allowed to do it. They can't say the tzivanu. We were commanded. How did they make the bracha? And the Emerson, the shit at the Rambam, and the Riz, and the Sfadim, the Pashtun like that, is that they can't make the bracha. We Ashkenazim, the same and the shit at the Tautus and Chulim, shit at the Tam, that women are allowed to say the tzivanu because they're part of Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael, the men, women, suffer. So the women could include themselves in the Klal Yisrael, which are higher than the mitzvah. Therefore, they're allowed to say the tzivanu, which the Chachmei Tzvorah never accepted.
And the Rambam and the Rif, the Gdolei HaPoskim, as far as even B'zmaneinu, is the Gomel for his father Shalevi to make a bracha and shake the lulav, because she has no right to make the bracha, because she has no right to say B'tzivonu, because their Poskim don't allow it. So that is the what the Minchas Chinuch is touching upon. And he says that how can you say the women undertook it upon themselves to do the mitzvah sefer? Some say they're not even allowed to do it. And he says, even if you say you're allowed to do it, that's the shit of the Tosfos. The kulal main a mitzvah klal makes a shavu a koydus. How can it possibly become obligatory? Lo yadati mitzvah avram shall do v'em ogen avram. And he sort of dismisses. I don't understand what the Mishnah Brochus on the Chof says the following. The Mishnah says, Noshim avodim etkanim turim mekrishma umenatzvimim. Women, avodim etkanim, potter from krishma and film. The chayovim betfila. The mekuyim tzadav. Ube mezuzah, ube birchis hamor. Now, in tzila, women have the mekuyim tzadav, the Mishnah. So there's a Gemara about it, but there's a problem in the Gersa and the Gemara. The Gemara says like this, V'chayavim b'tfilah, the Rachmi, you know. Women, tfilah is to help us alone. We need Rachmanis. We need God should help us. So we can only do that if we balance, if we pray, if we ask, we'll get. So women need that as well. So since it's Rachmi, then Mechuyiv to daven. Now there's a Gersa and the Gemara that says like this, Ma'u d'seima, Hoyer luksiv bora, Erev avoyte v'tzoroyim kemitzu sesher shaz man grom adami. The pasuk in Tillim David HaMelech says Erev avoyte v'tzoroyim Ahima v'tzoroyim, whatever the end of the pasuk, Ahima. So I will pray, so maybe this is specific times. Erev avoyte v'tzoroyim is kemitzu sesher shaz man grom adami. Kamash Malon, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that no, they are mechuyim to daven. It's not mitzvah sefer shaz man grom. So Tosfos says, "Mitzvah pshita, even the tziv erev vaykatz arayim asichav and homad mitzvah shaz man grom." Kamash malon rachmonin, rachmin, enu nechay. Rashi loy boris lei, sherei tfilad rabbonin hi. My mitzvah esther shayfi be. So Tosfos understood Rashi. The Rashi is saying, you know, it says we're dealing here with a mitzvah rabbanon. Doesn't say chumash you have to daven. So therefore, it's a mitzvah rabbanon. So since it's a mitzvah rabbanon, so what's the difference if it's man grom or not? So therefore, it wouldn't make any difference. The Rashi took it out. Rashi says could be in the Gemara because it makes no difference if it's man grom or not man grom, because we're dealing in the mitzvah rabbon. But Tosfos himself argues and says no, we call nothing yesh liashes. There are halud rabbonim from Roshim Pturis Mahay Taimah, they have a mitzvah seshes man grom. So Tosfos says the rule of mitzvah seshes man grom applies to a mitzvah rabbonim as well. That's the shift of state. And Rashi says no. Rashi says if it's the revealing in his rabbon, it makes no difference. What is the hesed place? Where does Tosfos get this? That the rabbonon, even the rabbonon and Noshim Apoto, it's the Tosfos Pashtus holds like Dabudram. Let me read you the Loshim Dabudram. It's in Seder Tfilas Dechol Shah Shlish. And he said like this, Hatam sheniftaru hanoshim in mitzvah shaz man grom. How come the Torah patters women from mitzvahs that are time bound? He said, Lefi she'isha meshubedes labayla. A woman she's a meshubed. She has to certain obligations to her husband. And what does it include? Ma'aseh tzochah, to do his needs. The
what would be if there's a specific time for a mitzvah and she would have to do it? And maybe the husband, there'll be a clash. She has to go do a mitzvah. And the husband wants her to make the cup of tea. So what happens then? Im tase mitzvah haboira, the taniach mitzvah say, oy lo mi baila. She's going to have trouble. She's end up with a shalom bias problem. She's busy doing her mitzvahs, and the husband says he's being neglected. She's going to have trouble from the husband. Im tase mitzvah say, she listens to the husband. The taniach mitzvah haboira, and she leaves the mitzvah, she listens to the husband, she wants to eat it out. And forget about the mitzvahs. Oh, you want me out for them. I just like them. I'm going to have time for them. Lefitach potra habayram mitzvahs. Look what the Rishon is saying. The Rebbeinu Shalom says, listen, there's going to be problems here. I'll be the one that's mavasa. And he says like this, potra habayram mitzvahs. Today, liyas l'sholim and bayla. The Torah wants that the women and the husband should live in peace. Therefore, the Torah says, I'll back down. She should look after the husband. And this is the Buddha I mentioned to you before. If you want, you can see it also in the Kolboy, and Hilchos Milas, and the Gimel. He also brings it. You'll see that the Rishonim assume this chat. If Tosfos assumes this, is very fine. If the Torah says the logic that we can't have a clash, anything that has a specific time, a woman's time is not her own. Since the time is not her own, there can't be any mitzvah which has a specific time. We can't be machayiva, because there could be a clash. Therefore, just like the Torah steps aside, the Chachamim also didn't make any takanas, didn't make any mitzvah, that a woman should have to make a certain thing at a certain time, because there can be possibly a clash. So Tosfos has assumed, like the Abu Dram, Rashi, who says it only applies to the right. Rashi seems to be saying, and we haven't got time to go through all the Shittas in Shittas Rashi, but generally I would say it probably doesn't hold like the Abu Dram. He holds that since that by the Raisa, the Sfora of Zman Gromer is not because maybe it's a clash, Pashtus is Zman Gromer, it's a simen. It's a sign which mitzvah the Torah does not have to do, which one doesn't. It's a thing when the Torah is mechayev a mitzvah, when the Torah is not mechayev a mitzvah. When we're dealing with Rabbonim, it depends what Rabbonim says. It was up to them how to make the takon. So that's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Do you say Zman Groma by a mitzvah Rabbonim? We haven't got much time, so let's just move on to Sfiras Ayma. The Rambam passed in that Sfiras Ayma is the success of the right even with Manazah. The Ram at the end of Sofim says, and this one Rav Rishonim say, there's Manazah is only Rabbanan. But there's no Ayma. There's no Akobas Ayma. And therefore it says, we've offered the Shabbos, the Yom HaVi'echem is Ayma from the Sof. So there is no Yom HaVi'echem, so we're not Toivet, you don't have to count Sfiras today. That's what the Ram says, and that's what Rav Rishonim say. The Rambam is almost the Yehudah. Comes along the Maram Sheik. The Maram Sheik has a sefer on Tayyad Mitzvahs, and he says the following. I've worked out what the Magen Avraham says, he says. You know, he doesn't bring the Mitzvahs Kenneth, he doesn't bring the others, the contemporaries of his, but he says, I've worked out that the Magen Avraham says that lady is a chakib dolai chayma. He says, I'll tell you why. Because Bizman has we hold like the Ran is only Drabonon. And by Drabonon, Rashi says in Brochus that even if it's Man Groma, not your Machayas. Because by Drabonon, you don't talk to Man Groma. So he comes along, he says, since the Ran and Roy Bishayim say, as one of their Drabonon. And by Drabonon, it makes no difference if it's Man Groma, not. So therefore, the Ran and Abram says, not your Machayas. That's what the Man Shik answers the Magen Avraham. I can't understand them for the life of me. Because, first of all, the Magen Avraham himself clearly says that it's Man Groma. That's the first thing he says. He says clearly it is Man Groma. Say so, says the Rambam in Isaiah Kodesh.
And he says, Kidru alai ochaydam. He's the Be'etzer of the Mangrober, Be'etzer their potter, and they're mekabel upon themselves to do it in spite of the fact that they're potter. So how can he say that the Be'emes of the Chayim, because the rule of Mangrober doesn't apply, because we're dealing in a mitzvah Rabbona? That doesn't fit in. Second of all, the whole logic doesn't make sense. And I must say, Baruch Hashem, I linked the sword at the end of the shnickel, he himself is ma'ivri. So this is really something which he later realized, and he's catechizing from it. And let me explain what he says. He's saying like this. The logic of saying by Rabbonah doesn't apply. The Chum covered a new Rabbonah. You have to light Hanukkah candles, you have to read the Megillah, you have to do certain mitzvahs. Fine. So Rabbonah, did they say if it's time-bound they're parted women, or did they not say that? Alright, that's open to dispute. Rashi, Taisa, whatever. What happens if you have the etzem and mitzvah the right? The Chachamim didn't make up this mitzvah. The Torah has this mitzvah. But perhaps today, because the conditions change, because there is no oimet today, and therefore today it's only a drabonah, but the etzem is a mitzvah the right. Except that today the practice of continuing it is no drabonah. But the Chachamim says, well, listen, don't forget, it's true that today there's the line level. We don't want the mitzvah forgotten. So the Gemara says, Zeicha l'mikdash, Aneima, the Gemara Menachas, Zeicha l'mikdash, please keep counting. The Chachamim asked us to continue the practice. Now, let's think with the logic of the Manshik to see if it makes sense. He's saying that since it's Rabbonan's Magroma, it wouldn't matter. What did they do, these women, with Mana Mikdash? They were potter. When it was a deriser, they were potter. Right? So they never counted when there was a mitzvah for that Torah. Now the Rabbanan say, continue doing before, because we know what the mitzvah forgot. So all of a sudden becomes a mitzvah Rabbanan, all of a sudden the rule of Magroma doesn't apply anymore, all of a sudden they tell the women to start counting. It doesn't make sense, because they never counted to start with. So even if they need to continue, they only have to continue what they did before, which was that they never counted. So why all of a sudden they're going to say they're starting to count because it becomes Rabbanan? It's totally illogical. I must say that he's margish this at the end, and I think he's correct me if I'm wrong. We haven't got time for all the other mahalchim in the Magen Avraham. Pardon?
The Mikdash, the little bus, the other 7 days, 6 days of Sukkot.
Let's try to find a pshat in the Ramban. Why should the Ramban say it's Eina Zman Rava? Now, the word Mitzaseshet Zman Rava, how do we translate it? Two ways to translate it. Rashi says Zman Rava, it's the Zman Isgoyram. The time causes the mitzvah. When it comes to Shabbos, we have to do X. When it comes to Sukkot, we have to fit the Sukkot, shake the Lulah. The mitzvah is caused by the time. That's why Rashi learns Zman Rama. The Rambam and Pirushim Shnayas in Pirushim Daf Chavtes doesn't learn like that. The Loshon of Rambam Pirushim Shnayas is Shekhoibet HaTziyosa B'Zman Nasun. The Rambam doesn't translate the words literally. Zman Rama is caused, that the reason why it has to be done is because of the mitzvah. The Rambam says Zman Rama means there are certain times it needs to be done and certain times it doesn't need to be done. And there's a vast difference between the two. What happens if there is specific times when it's done, but you can't say it's caused by the time? Let me give you an example. Mila. The Gemara introduction is Mamaya Denisha from being Malva child. Because it says Kasher Tiva Oisoya Lekim Oisoya Velay Oisoya. Texas says we need a prophet for. Typically it's Mangroma. It's to make days you don't know the child. So Texas answers from the eighth day on, there is no hefsek. So Texas says, yeah, but what about night? So Texas says, well, that's according to my dog, you can run at night. What's going on? Texas says that for the first 8 days, it's not applicable. So therefore, only after the 8 days. I don't understand. So there's a time. First 8 days, not there. The answer is, you have to answer that, no.
Tosafot says that for the first 8 days is not applicable, it's because for the first 8 days it doesn't have a Shem Oral. As soon as the child has a Shem Oral, afterwards the mitzvah Mila stops. And that's famous for Sderob, why Avraham Avinu who kept the whole Torah didn't mar himself before it was commanded. The answer is quite simple, because when the Eibushter told him there's such a thing as Mila, and there's a Shem Oral, only then is possible to make a Mila. Before that, the Sderob, there is no key of Mila, so maybe there's no Shem Oral, maybe there's no Mitzvah Mila. So too, before 8 days, it doesn't apply. That is what Tosafot says. The Tosafot Rid says differently, and he says, Zman Groma means Shazmanoi Kavua B'Yadua B'Shona. There's a specific time, a certain day. The 8th day of Mila could be any day of the year. It just happens to be 8 days in relation to this child. So he understood that Zman Groma means a specific time and date in the year, not the time in relation to this child. Must be that this machlokes Rashi and the Rambam, the Rashi says Zman Groma means it's caused by the time, and the Rambam says it means that there is a specific time, that will be the machlokes here as well. The Tosafot Rid says, if there is no specific time, the Moshul, Mila could be any day. After the 8th day is all right, but there's no specific date. So then you see clearly that he understood Zman Groma means there's a specific time which causes it. On the other hand, Shittas HaTosafot is that any time. So then you can say, well, if it's in this 8 days, so then it's in the Chadash, it's in the Shemurim, or whatever you have to say. So then you have to move on from there. And we say like this. Here, by Mitzvah Sfiras Ayla, it says, Mimachas HaShabbos, after Aliyachem is Omer, if the Torah said on Tezayim Benesim we start counting or something, then you can say, according to Rashi, there's a Zman Groma, a specific date, which causes us to doubt. If, however, it says here that it's dependent on the Ayma, and the path of the Ayma is that Zman Groma. According to Rashi, that's not Zman Groma. And that's obviously the Shittas Rambam. Since the Torah only says after the Omer, it's true, the Omer is brought on a certain day, and in actual fact there's a specific time in the year when we count, that's not called Zman Groma, because it isn't the time which causes it. According to the other Moshoshoshim Ho'achayle, and according to those we show them, if as long as there's times in the year you do it and you don't do it, that's already Zman Groma, that's the Shittas HaRambam. So therefore, that's the place of the Rambam Rambam, if it's Zman Groma or not. Now, once you say that there is a Machlokes Rishonim, then the Magen Avraham can say Kibbutz Halachos, and because there is a Shitta that says Moshe Machayev and the Shitta of Rambam, therefore the women can accept upon themselves to keep it, and that would be the Shitta of Magen Avraham. However, I just want to conclude that the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Pei Tes, when he brings this halacha and says cotton gimel, he says, I want to finish with this. Kim duma b'dinchenu l'nogi noshim klal mitzvah. He says, in mitzvah, Poland, women don't usually count. Then he says, b'kosal b'seifa shulchan shleima, thou kaponim lo yevorchu. They want to count, don't let them make a bracha. Why? The havavada yitu b'yoyn echos. This will definitely make a mistake one day. The Gamal P. Royd and the Yodis P. Rishabila. She brings two reasons why women shouldn't count. Firstly, they'll forget. Secondly, they don't know how to translate the words. Now, why should women forget more than men? So maybe because men go to shul more often, so they will not remember by the shul and Facebook. But ladies, I know that ladies are more meticulous and remember things better than we do. So where does this come from? All of a sudden, that ladies are more apt to forget. And also to accuse them of being illiterate, that they don't understand Hebrew, and therefore they don't understand how to count. What's going on here? Why did all of a sudden be so worried? So I looked up. I had the privilege. I've got a few Sforim in the house, so therefore I looked up the Shulchan Shleimer, who the Mishnah Berurah is quoting, and I noticed that there's some words missing in the Mishnah Berurah. I think it's vital. Mishnah Berurah says the following: in the actual Shulchan Shleimer, he says Moshim Peturos Misfilat Ha'Oyma, the Havam Mitzvahs Man Grama, Avshav Yonai Uchaymas. He brings first the Magen Avraham. Then he says, "Nearer me, thou kaponim lo yavorchu, the habavadai yitu b'yom efod, the loy yoyim hadin." That's what he asks. And then he says, "Vay, the ena mevida mashi saferet, ubezem loy torek lizor lahavim mashu loy vedim loyke yoytatay vlispo galoshen shemedim v'miloshen akredos she'enim." So he says 2 points. He says, firstly, he says, in case they forget, they won't know the din that they can't continue counting with the bracha, and therefore there might be a problem. Therefore, it's better for them not to count. And secondly, he says that if they don't understand the language, in order to be able to consider counting, you have to understand that it's a count. You have to understand the language. So it's better to count in English, he says, than to count in Russian. You should not understand that. There was that time there were some women who didn't understand Hebrew. That is really the gist of it. So therefore, the place gives my name to say that Baruch Hashem, our women know the din that they forget their own count, and Baruch Hashem understands what Echad Lo'Ayma means one, and Baruch Hashem, the reason given for them not taking the Baruch Hashem is not so applicable today. So those who obviously have the meaning that they count, they can definitely count for the Baruch Hashem, and everyone should do the freedom and have their.
Yes, kind of.
Gadal, gadal, shnei.